Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Everybody keeps telling me they're the only team with a chance. Everybody's got to root for them. Big year this year up in Seattle. We're excited to talk about it. Damon Heward, friend of the show, Husky analyst. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at Damon Heward. What's up, Damon? How's the offseason been?
Good, Andy. Yeah, I can't complain. You know, we obviously got through spring ball pretty good. Had a lot of guys banged up during the season last year that are finally getting healthy, which is huge. But, yeah, been a good off season. Great recruiting class again. Everybody's excited up here with so many returning players. So, yeah, about 3 weeks away, a little over now. And we have a nice cupcake to start off with. So that's great.
That's right.
Against Auburn.
One of those easy SEC teams, right?
Oh, yeah. So, no, but we're excited for sure. It's great that it's football season again, and a lot of big expectations up here in Seattle for this season for sure.
Well, let's start with something before we get to this team and the players that are on the roster. I did want to ask you, I mean, just kind of the weird story of the last couple of days, the big-time linebacker commit that was in Seattle over the summer. He wants to be closer to family, and they grant him his release. He goes to Alabama. What are the folks up there saying about that situation?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's just so many rumors circling, and no one really knows the whole story. But we do know that he's no longer a Husky. He's been released from his letter of intent, obviously. And it sounds like he's going to be going to Alabama. So, you know, been all kinds of stories about, obviously, his family situation and wanting to be closer to home. And then, I don't know, he turned up in Alabama.
Yeah.
Smells a little fishy to me, but yeah, it is what it is. And, you know, we worry about the ones we have, not the ones we don't. So you move on, and, you know, we got a lot of other kids in the boat excited to be here. And it just kind of is what it is.
Yeah. We're talking with Damon Heward on Twitter, at Damon Heward. Let's get to this team. Such high expectations, as you're mentioning. I think a lot of it has to do with what they got returning on the defensive side of the ball. And we've seen some great defenses there the last couple of years. It's always hard to rank, but what are the strengths of that defense, and where does this one rank from maybe the college football playoff defense we saw 2 years ago?
Yeah, well, I think the secondary is every bit as good. I mean, even one that had, you know, all those kids drafted in the first and second round, and Buda Baker, Sidney Jones, Kevin King, these guys, they're all going to be first or second round draft picks as well. You know, Taylor Rapp, Byron Murphy, Jordan Miller, JoJo McIntosh. You know, guys with a lot of experience, played a lot of football, have had a lot of success. And then even the young guys right behind them, pushing them and challenging them. You know, Elijah Molden, the kid from down there. Mm-hmm. Austin Joyner played a bunch of football for us last year when Jordan Miller got hurt. And then Miles Bryant, our nickel guy, he's just a star, a junior now, started the past year and a half. So just a lot of really talented guys on that back end. And no one coaches them up better than Jimmy Lake, and he's just recruited so well. And I mean, even the three kids that we recruited in this class, you know, probably starting with Kyler Gordon, I mean, these are just dudes. And they are long and athletic and can run. And it's just the back end of this defense is as good as I've seen here with Husky football, and, you know, can really, really, really take us places this season. But the linebacker core, too, Ben Burke-Kerwin played a lot of football for us. Tevis Bartlett, a kid that rushed on the outside last year. We moved him inside to Will, and he's a talented guy. He's played a lot of football for us. You know, and both those guys are seniors. So, you know, feel really good about the linebackers. And then a lot of depth on our D-line. You know, Greg Gaines is kind of the anchor of that group. But, you know, Jalen Johnson, Levi Onzarike, our leading sacker from a year ago, Ryan Bowman, his big brother Shane Bowman. Again, a lot of good depth there. Maybe not a lot of superstars other than Greg Gaines. But guys who played a lot of football and have stopped the run, obviously we will miss Vita Vea. I mean, he first-round pick of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I believe number 12 overall. But a lot of guys have played a lot of football coming back, and should be a really good defense here in Seattle this season.
Yeah, we're talking with Damon Heward, Washington Color Analyst on Twitter at Damon Heward. You know, Jake Browning is such an interesting quarterback for the last couple of years. I mean, he comes on the scene, strong freshman season. They kind of build him for the future. Year two, college football playoff. The numbers are just off the charts with what he's doing with that offense. And then last year, a bit of a regression. What was it last year that you think held him in the offense back maybe a little bit? And where do you see him going now in year four?
Yeah, for sure. Well, there was no doubt about it. The end of that sophomore year, Jake was beat up. The shoulder was injured, and you know he had to have off-season surgery. And he missed all of spring ball leading into last year's junior campaign. He missed the weight room. We kind of slowly brought him along during training camp. And, you know, he had a good year, led us to 10 wins. But you're right, the numbers weren't the same as a sophomore season. So now he's healthy. He's had the weight room. He's had spring ball. He's put on some weight. He's throwing the football better than ever. Also, I love Bush Hamden, the new offensive coordinator, quarterback coach. Just a change. Sometimes change is good in football. And you're getting a guy that he's familiar with. He already had a relationship with, but went on to coach Matt Ryan and Atlanta Falcons and now comes back here and joins us. And didn't have to change a whole lot of the offense and all that stuff, but just another voice, in his ear and changing that up a little bit, like I said, can sometimes be good. So I'm excited about Jake and senior year and all the neat stuff that he's done here over the course of his career and this opportunity to go out in a big way. I think he's going to do it this season.
I've heard so much about the strengths of this team as we talk about the defense being just loaded, and we know Peterson and the track record as a head coach, Browning an experienced quarterback. What are the weaknesses for Washington? Is something's going to keep them from reaching that maybe playoff goal, and it's a 9-3 or 10-2 kind of year again? What is it that's a weakness that'll hold them back?
Well, I think everyone's always concerned about maybe their offensive line. We got two tackles that are going to play on Sunday. They both probably get drafted in the first couple rounds too, and Trey Adams and Caleb McGarry, and these are as big of guys, and both 6'8 and 330 pounds, and both been all conference players and some All American talk, and so feel really good about those guys, anchoring the line on the outside. Mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, when we struggled against the Alabamas, the Penn State, it's kind of been the interior part of our offensive line. And now we have some guys, and guys who have played a lot of football, but Nick Harris, our left guard, is moving to center this year. And he started basically since he's been here as a freshman. But he's a little undersized. He's only about 6'1", 290 pounds, but just a tough guy, really good football player. But moving to center for the first time, and that'll be an adjustment for him. And then the guards, Luke Wattenberg is a kid who played left tackle last year when Trey Adams was hurt. He's a sophomore, a guy who's had a little experience, but still playing guard now kind of for the first time. And then at right guard, it's kind of a revolving deal. A lot of guys who played a lot of football. Boomer Sosabe, Matt James, Henry Roberts. So I think that interior part of our O-line, when we play teams with incredible depth, like Auburn's going to have on their D-line, could raise some issues and some flags. So that part there, we really got to shore up. And Jake Browning, people want to question him at times, but when he's had time to throw the football, he's as good as anybody in the country. I mean, he's accurate, he's a great decision maker, and all those things. So that interior part of the O-line. And then I think the other big question mark, and so many people have brought it up, is the wide receiver group. And, certainly losing Dante Pettis and then John Ross the year before with all the big numbers, who's going to be that guy? We have a bunch of guys, played a lot of football, caught a lot of balls, but maybe not the go-to guy yet. So it's going to be more of a by-committee deal. Chico McClatcher is back, probably the most well-known of the group, but Aaron Fuller, Quentin Pounds, Andre Bocelli, all these guys have played and caught touchdowns. So, we'll see who emerges from that group and kind of take the next step. But interior O-line and maybe the receiver position and maybe a consistent edge pass rusher, just a pass rush specialist. Who are those guys might be some of the question marks. And the kicker. Don't forget the kicker. We struggled with the kicker last year. But Peyton Henry's a kid, had a good spring, so we'll see where that goes.
David, I'll get you out on this one. I went to Oregon, so this is a tough sell for me. But a lot of people look at this conference, and they're saying, hey, Washington's the only team. They're the only one with a realistic chance to make the college football playoff. bad bowl season last year. Got to save face. They need to beat Auburn, make it. And Pac-12 fan, I keep hearing this, Pac-12 fan should be rooting for Washington to make it. Do you agree with that? You think the rest of the conference fan bases should be pulling for your dogs?
You know, you really do hate to put all this emphasis on one game, but because of the way the bowl season ended last year, I think there's no doubt. I mean, there's a lot of question marks about our conference. And, you know, that East Coast bias, it's real. And so here, the awesome opportunity on the big stage against a team that beat both teams in the national championship a year ago, that's returning a lot of players and their quarterback and their defense. And so it is a great opportunity, I think, not only for the University of Washington, but the conference as well, to gain some respect early in the season. We know how fast opinions can change. But, yeah, it'd be great. It'd be a nice little start to the season if the Dogs and the Pac-12 conference can go on the road and get a big win in SEC country.
Well, you're not going to win me over, but maybe you won over some Beaver fans or Stan. You know, you never know. You never know who's listening. How's the wine business treating you?
Oh, it's going awesome. Yeah, thanks for asking, pal. It's you know, we only make about 1,500 cases, and we move most of it with our club. But, you know, we're real small, but building the brand, having fun, and, you know, the Washington wine industry in so many ways, like it is in Oregon, is just in its infancy when you compare it to a lot of other places around the world. But to be a part of it and that team, it's a lot of fun as well. So, yeah, thanks for asking.
There you go. Good stuff. Well, hey, I'm pumped too, man. College football a couple weeks away. Damon Heward, Huskies color analyst on Twitter, at Damon Heward. Thanks for the time, man, and we'll have to catch up with you again here soon.
All right, Andy. Thanks, pal. Have a great one.
There you go. Damon Heward.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.